1212, amend the heavy vehicle use tax code to remove the four-year revenue target.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Before we take the vote, I want to take a final opportunity to address some of the concerns we've heard about why we're amending the code rather than amending the tax. We have been moving promptly to consider options for adjusting the heavy vehicle use tax and to consult our advisory committees as we learn about the factors that are affecting revenue we collect. This is a new tax, unique in its attempt to collect revenue based on the wear and tear on city streets, so we don't have other examples for comparison. The 2016 tax year was the first year of the heavy vehicle use tax. It takes 18 months or more to collect this tax because freight companies pay based on their fiscal years. Some start in October, some start in July. Some apply for extensions, and some file for appeals if they don't feel they should be subject to the tax. We were not aware of the magnitude of the potential shortfall and therefore the required increase in tax rate until late summer, early fall 2018, when collections for tax year 2016 had largely concluded. This further delayed stakeholder engagement, which the city felt was necessary given the magnitude of the proposed tax rate adjustment. In response to this information, Commissioner Saltzman's office asked PBOT and Office of Management and Finances Revenue Division to consider adjusting the rate or bring to council a way to remove the requirement that the city adjust the rate. He also insisted that we include input from our advisory committee, so that's what we've been doing for the last 6 months. Freight stakeholders were concerned that HB 2017, which passed the legislature mid-2017, will increase state weight mile taxes by about 25% starting in 2018, which it's almost over, so I'm not sure if that was true. This is a new acronym, HVUT. Heavy Vehicle Use Tax. Okay, there we go. Is pegged to that rate, so the amount individual companies will pay in HVUT to the City of Portland will rise because of the legislature's action. I want to thank the staff and committees that have been working on this issue, including Michael Tate? And the PBOT's Fixing Our Streets manager, Ty Berry from the PBOT Financial Services team, Scott Carter from the OMF Tax Division, all the members of Fixing Our Streets Oversight Committee, and all the members of the Portland Freight Committee. I believe more than ample exploration of possible solutions has been done, and I support the direction as recommended. There are staff here, obviously, but I'm a little confused since this is a second reading. Did anyone have questions for staff?
I have one question. That's what was the next step? I mean, presumably this is going to pass, but it doesn't fulfill what was promised to the voters. So are we going to take another look at the methodology and see how to make sure that the heavy vehicles pay their fair share?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to answer that question.
Could you identify yourself, please?
What's that?
Could you say your name?
I'm Scott Carter with the Revenue Division.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what steps would be taken in the future to ensure that there's the...
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to ask the committee to work on this issue so that by the time we go to renew the tax in 2020, there is a way to make sure that the heavy vehicles pay their fair share?
Revenue Division would be happy to be involved and use the resources available to us. I think that initiative would probably be directed by PBOT, I would think.
Ty Berry, Transportation Bureau. This has been an eye-opening experience for us in terms of reviewing our original expectations against what came in with the tax. It is something that we continually review, and so to your question, yes. It is something where we will look to improve this process for the future.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Commissioner Udaly, anything else? Very good. This is a second reading of an ordinance. We already had a presentation. We took testimony. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Thanks for being here, and thanks again to everyone who worked on this item. I vote aye.
Fritz.
In 2016, Commissioner Steve Novick worked really hard to pass this tax, and it didn't pass by very much. And there was a voters pamphlet statement, argument in favor, titled, Let's Pay Our Fair Share. and one of the it was a Q&A, and one of the questions was, will this tax heavy trucks? And the answer was that the city would, the measure includes a requirement that the city convene a committee to look at how to get heavy trucks to pay their fair share. And this voters' pamphlet statement was signed not only by all five members of the council at the time, Mayor Charlie Hales, Commissioner Nick Fish, Commissioner Amanda Fritz, Commissioner Steve Novick, and Commissioner Dan Saltzman, but also by State Treasurer Ted Wheeler. Mm-hmm. So there will continue to be a majority of the council in 2019 that was made a promise to the voters. And so I acknowledge that this has been a very challenging process and a very difficult puzzle to solve as to how to get heavy vehicles to pay their fair share. If we want to pass a renewal of this tax, which I believe we have to, because even with the money coming in from the gas tax, we're still not able to keep up with the wear and tear on our roads, despite the very good efforts of the Bureau of Transportation and all the work that you do. We're not going to be able to pass it unless we make sure that the vehicles that are causing the most damage are paying their fair share. So with that, I appreciate the willingness to look again at the methodology. We have to fix this. And so changing the goal of how much to get from the heavy vehicles before we have a fix doesn't seem prudent to me. So respectfully, I vote no.
Saltzman.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate the work that the Bureau of Transportation and the Revenue Division have done in trying to attain the $10 million goal over 4 years. And just to point out that this is the tax still remains in place. The heavy vehicle use tax is still there. We are simply acknowledging that it will not yield $10 million over 4 years without a dramatic increase in the rate to the heavy vehicle truck community. So I'm happy to support this and vote aye.
Wheeler.
First of all, I'd like to thank Commissioner Udaly for bringing forward this technical amendment to the city code. This comes as a recommendation from the Fix Our Streets Oversight Committee, and I believe it's a sensible compromise to reach the goals that the voters adopted with regard to this tax. This, in fact, is the committee that's referred to in the voters' pamphlet, and in large measure, they are the ones who we have asked to help us define what constitutes a fair share, and this is their recommendation to the City Council. Last year, I worked with the City Council on Build Portland, which is another way that the city is stepping forward to maintain our city and care for our roads and our bridges, and I believe in a combined way, efforts like these can help Portland be successful where other cities continue to struggle because, frankly, our city comes together to solve problems. And I want to acknowledge what Commissioner Fritz said in her respectful vote in opposition. I don't believe the work is done here. I think there is more work to do here, and assuming that we do want to go forward with a re-up, we better have a very, very clear understanding and a clear answer for the voters in this community if we want them to support this kind of thing in the future. So I do believe this technical amendment is entirely appropriate. I thank the committee for recommending it. I vote aye, and the ordinance is adopted. Thank you. We are now back